The next patient is Joaquin Girona. Girona. J-G-G-I-G-I-R-O-N-A. And the first name is J-O-A-Q-U-I-N. This is a clinical case of a 51-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of beta blockers. The patient carries the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis that is treated with Ocrevus, O-C-R-E-V-U-S. He has diabetes mellitus that has been treated with Jardiance, and he has been with a seizure disorder that is evaluated and treated by the neurologist in Winter Haven. Referred to the practice because of the presence of hyperkalemia, the renin aldosterone ratio is normal, the aldosterone was normal. We are suspecting a tubular defect. In any event, we decided to treat the patient with the administration of Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 10 grams per day, and we are giving methylazone 5 milligrams PO 4 times a week. And, today he comes for a follow-up, and in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine went up to 2, the BUN is up to 24. The estimated GFR is 37. I think that the patient is volume contracted. There is a tendency to have hypercalcemia, a calcemia that could be hypercalcemia that has to be investigated. We are going to order ionized calcium for the next visit, as well as the PTH. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is treated with administration of Jardiance. The elevation of the creatinine should be a diuretic effect. We're going to cut down the administration of the methylazone to 3 times a week and continue with the Lokelma. There is no significant proteinuria. Following number, multiple sclerosis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. The patient is feeling better. We invested in 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.